Instant trivia. Got instant trivia off last night's game. We can rip through if you want. On a Football Friday. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
We got to get trivia going because I'm turning it off. I'm rewatching the end of half in 2016, Bills Seahawks. I'm getting mad by the moment.
It was pretty bad. Hey, by the way, Leslie Frazier revenge game this week. He's in Seattle.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep.
As he's an assistant head coach, I think. He's not a coordinator.
All right, trivia.
Yeah, assistant head coach.
Last night, Matthew Stafford passed Dan Marino in all-time pass attempts.
Okay.
He is ninth all-time, Matthew Stafford. Only eight players have thrown more passes in NFL history than Matthew Stafford.
Attempted more passes.
Who are the eight to have attempted more passes than Matthew Stafford?
All right, Tom Brady.
Number one.
Drew Brees.
Number two.
I kind of wanted to get that in order. Brett Favre.
Number three.
Yeah, let's go. If I can get this in order. Number four is going to be... Okay, how about Eli Manning?
No.
Really?
No. 11th. Behind behind Marino.
It was on a run. All right.
It's a really bad miss considering...
I just thought he never missed a start.
Considering...
He played forever.
It's a really bad miss considering...
Peyton Manning?
Fourth.
Yeah. It's the wrong man. That's what I meant, actually. It was one of the Mannings.
Four more. More pass attempts in NFL history than Matthew Stafford, who is ninth.
Are all these players great? Greats?
Pretty much.
Like, there's no, like, oh, guy just hung around for it. Vinny Testaverde.
No, the best example of that, like, is Flacco great?
That was a long question, wasn't it? Was Joe Flacco elite? Wasn't it like a 10-year question?
He's 13th. Carson Palmer is 15th. Bledsoe is 16th. Testaverde 17th.
Wow.
5, 6, 7, 8.
How about Philip Rivers?
7.
Okay. How about... Like, is Montana going to be right here?
No.
Like, those guys didn't throw enough, right?
What you want is the passing era guys that played forever.
Okay. Rodgers.
8th.
Yeah. How many am I missing?
You're missing number 5 and number 6.
5 and 6. Okay. Roethlisberger.
6.
And...
This might be the hardest one to get on the list. Maybe
the hardest one to get on the list. He's number 6.
He's number 5.
Number 5.
Threw more passes in his career than Ben Roethlisberger. 5,551 completions, but on attempts, it was 8,464 attempts.
Man. I'm trying to think in like the same era of all of those guys. Who else is like a great? Well, I guess if it's harder, maybe he's not a great, if it's a little surprising. But who played forever?
Fourteen years with one team, 1 year, and then he was done somewhere else.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Correct. There's your list.
Matt Ryan. Is he a Hall of Famer? Is Stafford a Hall of Famer?
Good segue. Because as we do remember some Seahawks as part of the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy, which is, should we hit it? We might as well start it now. Let's do it. Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
Football.
We'll remember some Seahawks and talk about the games this week.
Football.
Super, super, great, great American Football Friday Frenzy.
I've got to tell you, sit around, children. Let me tell you about a player from a long time ago who you might not even remember or know. Remember some Seahawks. This guy flashed in my mind and I felt good about it. I was happy to remember him because every once in a while it's fun to remember a guy that was great and probably didn't get enough credit. Ricky Waters.
Ricky Waters.
Do you know who Ricky Waters is?
Is a name I've probably heard 100 times in my life, and I couldn't tell you a single thing about him.
Ricky Waters started his career with the San Francisco 49ers, went to Philly, went to Seattle. You know what?
Was he good in Seattle? He was great in San Francisco, right?
He was great in San Francisco. He was a volume back in Seattle for the most part. But
okay.
Let me give you the number on this. Here's your Ricky Waters status. We remember some Seahawks. What do Jamal Lewis, Edgerrin James, Fred Taylor, Corey Dillon, Eddie George, Marshall Faulk, Eric Dickerson, Jim Brown, and Ricky Waters all have in common?
Uh-huh.
They all had 7 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
Wow.
He's in that company.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. You got Emmitt Smith with 11, Curtis Martin, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton with 10. Frank Gore had 9.
What's more impressive, though, having 7 1,000-yard seasons or having 1 1,800-yard season with 27 rushing touchdowns?
Is that Sean Alexander?
Is that Sean Alexander?
Sean Alexander.
Who was electric. That's I am 10 years old that year. Like, that is, he's on the Madden cover. Like, I was 10 years old, I loved 37 as a number two. Yeah. Loved Sean Alexander.
Was Sean Alexander.
Then he was done.
Was he modern day Derrick Henry? Because he was big and fast. He did it all. He scored from the goal line. He got away from people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, that not a perfect comparison, but.
No, it's not. It's not bad.
He was not small, and he was fast.
Yeah. 5'11", 225.
Okay, Derrick Henry's what, 6 foot?
Maybe. How tall is Derrick Henry? 6'2", 247.
Okay, he's a little...
but right, close. I mean, nobody is 6'2", 247.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to find many comparisons. So, I don't mind it. I like it. By the way, Sean Alexander's nickname at Pro Football Reference is Mr. Touchdown.
Fair.
Has that ever been called? It works, though. And then he was done, by the way. He had, like, 4 amazing seasons before the 1,900-yard 27 touchdown year. But... man, what a season in 2005.
Yeah. He's a fantasy football Mount Rushmore guy.
That might be, could probably look this up. I want to bet 2005 Sean Alexander might be the most productive fantasy season of all time. Or close to it. Didn't Tomlinson have like a 30 touchdown year?
Mm.
I think Tomlinson maybe had a year or two that would be on par with that. But yeah, just what a year. And that's like a Hasselbeck team. That Sean Alexander team.
Yeah.
Right, they go to the Super Bowl, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
That year?
Yep.
Because that's who else is on that team? That's Hasselbeck, Sean Alexander. Who's in that Super Bowl? Who's their receiver? Who's a receiver on that team?
There's a receiver named Jermaine Curse.
Jermaine Curse is later with Russell Wilson.
That's
right,
that's right.
Is he the guy that catches the crazy pass in the Super Bowl that no one remembers?
Yes.
Except for, I guess, me.
That would have been, would have stood up in Laurel up there with David Tyree.
Yes. So the team that goes to the Super Bowl.
Bobby Ingram. Joe Jaravicious. I had Peter Warwick on that team.
Joe Jaravicious.
I remain a Peter Warwick truther. That guy was so good.
What position was he?
Wide receiver. Peter Warwick, drafted out of Florida State, went to Cincinnati.
He had 180 yards this year that I'm looking at. Yeah. He was good?
Well, this is the end of his career. He's just a punt returner at that point.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It didn't really go well for him. I don't know if he got injured, whatever. He was awesome, Peter Warwick.
How about Seneca Wallace, by the way, on this team? Doug Baldwin.
Yeah.
Great receiver for a long time.
Jeremy Stevens, tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron Curry, they drafted a linebacker 4th overall out of Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, yeah.
Jamal Adams, Richard Sherman. Who are there other members of the Legion of Boom? Is Richard Sherman
okay,
and
so it's Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Who was
awesome.
That dude was terrifying. He was Derrick Henry of safeties.
Yeah.
Right? He wore the dark visor. He was enormous. And he would crush people.
And his name is awesome. Cam Chancellor is an awesome name.
Yeah. Right, you didn't even need a nickname. And then Earl Thomas.
That's right, Earl Thomas.
Who's the other corner? Browner?
They had John Randall for a while there in Seattle. Former Minnesota defensive end.
Really?
Defensive tackle.
John Randall?
Yeah, John Randall. Spent some time there.
I feel like this is a good spot for a guy you didn't remember on that team.
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Tim Brown. I think Tim Brown went to Seattle.
Tim Brown. This doesn't really count because it was only during the preseason, but you can go find highlights of a number 10 Terrell Owens catching passes for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
That happened. Marcus Trufant is a longtime corner there. Oh, this is a good one because I always drafted him into my fantasy drafts in Madden as a kid. Lofa Tatupu.
Yeah.
Middle linebacker. Lofa Tatupu. The all-time Lofa.
Carlester Crumpler.
Okay. Any relation to Algie Crumpler?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway, that's remembering some Seahawks.
Not the best team for it, I got to say.
Well, it's like
we got there, but
we
just don't see them very often.
We have. I was just going to say, like.
And they play at 4 o'clock all the time.
What do we have for them? You couldn't possibly hate them. You think about Seattle and the Seahawks the way that Arizona Cardinals fans think about Tom Brady. They played him twice in his career.
Wait, are you exaggerating that? Is that true?
I think he played him twice.
He played the Cardinals twice? He played for 30 years.
Check his record against the Cardinals.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, we get Brady for this game. I just reminded
it is a Brady game. I'm approaching this with an open mind.
Nope.
I'm prepared.
Closed. Come on. Nope.
I'm prepared.
Prepared for what? To be good?
Yes. I want to see if
or
he's...
Or prepare... mentally already ready for him to be exhausting.
No. Listen, he can't be more exhausting than whatever rules analyst is going to come on the screen and tell me something.
So wait till they're on together.
So he's already my second least favorite person on the broadcast because the rules analyst always wins that. So I'm open mind. Let's see it, Brady. All right, let's get to some of the games. So the Bills have a late game. 4:25 start against Seattle. And that's cool. You know, we like that. Wait, 4:25 or 4:05?
Yeah. I thought it was 4:05.
4:05. Okay, 4:05. So leading into that game.
He played the Cardinals 3 times in his career.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's incredible.
We heard that guy was pretty good. All right, early games. Philadelphia at Cincinnati.
I like the Bengals in that game.
They're favored.
I mean, I'm rooting for the Eagles.
They're favored. They are -2.5.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's kind of a... Aren't you trying to figure out for both teams how good they are?
I think the Eagles are not good.
Right.
But
a lot of people don't think the Bengals are good, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Their offense is looking like it's back, but their defense might be bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. And that could sink them.
Well, they sit... Where are they?
All these other contenders. Like, earlier when I didn't know whether to put the Bengals in that group, the Texans have a pretty good defense. The Bills have a good defense. The Chiefs have a good defense. The Ravens have a good defense. That's the separation right now. The Bengals stink on that side.
Indy at Houston. It is going to be Anthony Richardson.
Yes.
Okay. I saw
he was not efficient at all last
week. I saw Matt Waldman, rookie scouting portfolio. He had a breakdown of Anthony Richardson where effectively he said if you can get Anthony Richardson, you should. People are panicking on him and they shouldn't. Like, it's not time to panic yet.
Right.
All right. Jets at New England. Drake May against the Jets' overrated defense. May did not have a good second half against Jacksonville, but Patriots are 7-point home underdogs there. Baltimore at Cleveland.
Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Winston at quarterback. It's a little live.
Yeah.
Baltimore has weird results against their own division. They lost, actually, last year, the game Watson got hurt in. Remember? The Ravens were up big. Watson got hurt. And the Browns, with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, like, made up a 15-point deficit and beat the Ravens. So... Don't just assume Cleveland can't win that game. They could.
Green Bay at Jacksonville. This is where I would tell you start every Green Bay player you can in fantasy. The Jags give up everything.
Yeah.
They had a better week last week against New England, but start everybody for Green Bay. Green Bay at Jacksonville. The Packers should throttle them.
Man, only a 4-point favorite.
Yeah.
I know they're on the road, but I want to be on that.
Atlanta at Tampa Bay. Tennessee at Detroit is
the first place in the division, by the way.
Atlanta, Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Tough breaks for Tampa, losing both Godwin and Mike Evans.
Take your flyers now in fantasy, because no one has any clue which receiver he's going to be throwing it to.
Should be Jalen McMillan. So it should be.
I feel like I bet it's going to be Sterling Shepard, though.
Tennessee at Detroit, a very big line this week. Detroit's at home and 12 points.
Yeah.
11.5, 12 points.
Rudolph again.
Arizona-Miami, I like the over there.
Tua.
Those defenses stink, and Tua against that defense should light them up.
Remember, Tua was not playing great before he got hurt, though.
Yeah, but who's he playing against? The Bills? Like, this is
the Bills.
This is
end of last year, too, but yeah.
Arizona. Everybody puts up points on them. New Orleans and the Chargers. I'll sleep through that game, thanks.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need that.
Chicago, Washington, Kansas City, Vegas, Carolina, Denver.
Chicago, Washington. Did we get any updates on Jaden Daniels yesterday?
All of my fantasy sites told me to sit him and start somebody else. So
it's going
to
be such a downer, though, if he doesn't really play.
It really is. Nance and Romo on that game, Chicago and Washington. Mariota did lead that offense and play pretty well. He would be another one of the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith. Like, hey, Mariota. Look at that. The guy can kind of play a little bit. Former number two overall pick. Kansas City, Vegas, Carolina, Denver. That's your slate.
And Minshew's playing for Vegas because O'Connell's out.
Yeah. There's also a... You know what time Rutgers plays tomorrow? No, tonight. Sorry, tonight. Rutgers has a game tonight.
What? Okay.
Rutgers, USC. What time is that game?
That's a conference matchup right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, it depends where the game is, I guess. Asking me because I bet it's at USC. It's going to be on at like 2 in the morning.
It's 11 p.m.
Well, that's insane.
Because it's a Fox game, and Fox also has the World Series.
Oh,
so Rutgers, if you're a Rutgers fan, your team plays at 11 p.m.
Welcome to the new college football.
Yeah. Nuts.
Although Rutgers, you know, the fact that you're in a Power 5 conference in the first place, you should just take what you get.
That might be right. I'm not one to talk. My team threw 3 pick sixes yesterday. I should call it a pick 18. Kyle
pick 18.
McCord.
That should be a newspaper headline this morning in Syracuse should be pick 18.
Pick 18.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 pick sixes. So Kyle McCord threw 5 picks yesterday. When Peterman threw 5 picks, how many were pick sixes? Do you remember?
I think none. No, one of them.
One of them, at least.
The one that went off the fullback's hand. The one that wasn't his fault.
Right. The first one,
The first one was not really his fault. That might have been a pick six.
Yeah. I saw the highlights. A couple. The one pick McCord threw went off 4 pairs of hands before it landed in a defender's hands. So maybe not all of them were his fault. I don't know.
More names to remember and remembering some Seahawks. Here's one that we missed, and I'm sorry. Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson was a Seahawk. Yeah.
Yep.
With Lynch.
Oh.
We didn't name Lynch. I mean, Lynch is like so obvious.
Sometimes
it's like,
we're going for obscure.
I was going to say, like, I didn't mention, is Walter Jones their all-time tackle?
Yes.
It's in the Hall of Fame.
How about this name from George? Fantasy waiver wire mainstay, Corin Robinson. Great name.
I don't know who that is.
Ricky Prohl.
I know who that is.
TJ Duckett. These names are great.
That's really good.
Sean Springs.
TJ Duckett was a running back, right?
He was.
Yeah.
Michigan State, I think.
Okay.
Cortez Kennedy.
Okay, I've got some guys here, crossover, Bills and Seahawks. Here's one. Actually, I think he's on the Seahawks right now.
Percy Harvin, is he a crossover?
Who is a former All-Pro Buffalo Bill that is currently on the Seahawks?
Well, Tyrell Dodson is there.
He is not a former All-Pro. He is not a former All-Pro.
Guy made All-Pro with the Bills.
I want to make sure it was with the Bills he made All-Pro. I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Is it a kicker? Who's their kicker?
He did. He was the 2-time second-team All-Pro with the Bills.
Ooh,
and he was the first-team All-Pro in another team.
Who was it?
Jason Peters.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they brought him up.
He's on the Seahawks right now.
More names. Tavares Jackson. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent name.
The late Tavares Jackson. I think he passed away a few years ago.
Jim Zorn.
Here's another Bills-Seahawks crossover.
Oh, man, another good name, Joey Galloway.
Percy Harvin.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Warren.
Chris Warren. Okay. Bryce Brown is on this list. I'm just looking right now at former Bills-Seahawks crossover. Pete Metzlars. CJ Spiller. I have zero memory of him on the Seahawks.
None, yeah.
It was 1 year, so couldn't have been very long. Marquise Goodwin had a brief appearance with the Seahawks a couple years ago, caught 27 passes. Sam Adams, 45 games for the Bills, 89 for Seattle. That's about it, though. Oh, kicker.
Dan Carpenter.
Nope.
Ryan Lindell.
Nope. Oh, yeah, him too, though. Him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Too though. But this guy, 48 games for the Bills, 96 for the Seahawks.
Steven Hauschka.
In the break now, I'm going to go watch. Steven Hauschka had a moment with the Seahawks. You ever see the meme of Pete Carroll just look like face, like jaw hit the ground on the sidelines? You ever see that meme?
Yeah.
Do you know what it comes from? The Cardinals and Seahawks played an overtime game where the Cardinals kicker missed a 30-yarder to win the game. And then the Seahawks came down and Steven Hauschka missed like a 25-yarder to win the game. And they tied. Stupidest game in NFL history.
Former Bills coach Chuck Knox.
Right, yeah. He's Seattle first. I don't know. I'm going back to the 70s. Lawyer Malloy for both, apparently.
Oh, that's a good one. Nate Odom's crossover.
Nice.
Ricky Waters. Ricky Running Waters. As Russ texts in. Thank you, Russ. Yes.
Is that his nickname?
Chris Berman. Ricky Running Waters. You know, everyone's got a nickname for Chris Berman. He was Ricky Running Waters. Ricky Waters.
Waters was with two T's?
Yeah, Ricky Waters. Two T's. The thing about him, so I mentioned to you, he's got 7 1,000-yard seasons.
Yeah.
He was a prototype Niners running back in that it wasn't just about that. If you go for all-time receiving yards,
yeah,
he's seventh all-time in running back receiving yards. Ricky Waters.
Okay, let me see here. Bringing his numbers up. Yeah, he had... Look at this guy.
Like, Ricky Waters was almost every bit as good as Edgerrin James.
Ricky Waters, in 2000, at age 31, had 92 targets, 63 catches for 613 yards.
Yeah. He was a dual threat.
Wow.
Loved Ricky Waters.
At a time when running backs really... I mean, not somewhere, like Thurman was, but
yeah.
How many others were catching 70 passes?
I gave you the list of guys that had 7 1,000-yard seasons. Here are the guys that have more receiving yards as him.
Is Thurman one of them, by the way?
Yeah, it's Falk, Tomlinson, Walter Payton, Thurman, Curtis Martin, Steven Jackson. End of list.
Wow. Like Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson.
I remember him catching passes.
When the Bills play the Rams, we'll remember Steven Jackson. Although he was with Seattle, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
I think so.
He was a beast.
Do you like where Seattle's at uniform-wise now, by the way?
They're fine.
I hate to always be, they should go to their throwbacks guy, but to me, I want to say it about Seattle. They should go to their throwbacks full-time. The silver helmets, royal blue.
Sal texts in, and I like this take. I'm trying to tell you about Ricky Waters. Sal writes in, Ricky Waters is my number one guy who belongs in the Hall but is not. He was good. It's fun to watch. All right.
Is it too late for him to get in because of like how many times you're on ballots and whatnot?
I don't know. He I don't know.
Actually, here, 14 hours... Listen to this. 14 hours ago, among the 25 modern era players semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Waters is listed.
Look at that.
So he's still efforting to
Does
get
he in. Know he has an entire station supporting him in Buffalo, New York? Put Ricky in. All right. 803-0550 if you want to give us a call. When we return, we have a very important job still to do today. Very important job today. We got a guest at Hot Dog tomorrow.
Oh, right.
It's the hot dog of the day.
Okay.
The Detroit
Let's get to that.
Themed hot dog. I'm going to get down in my hot dog bunker and think about potential options for a Detroit hot dog. 803-0550 Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law, car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way.
Vanessa and Cameron's cut on the bench, Monty yelling at you and kind of give you a nudge in the shoulder. People are making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I mean, people are very sensitive these days. And, you know, it's unfortunate how coaches are scrutinized over things like that. There's a lack of accountability nowadays because, you know, people can't handle the heat. And you make a mistake like that, you deserve to hear about it.
That's Brad Marchand. One of those, the worst person you know, just made a great point. He got
reamed out.
Yeah, by his head coach. And there's video on the bench of Montgomery going after Marchand, just tearing him apart. Mm-hmm. And he's asked about it. He's like, well, yeah, I deserved it.
Yeah.
How about it? You want my hot take, big theory on all this?
What's that? That you now like Brad Marchand?
No. That the 24-hour news cycle / sports news cycle / take-pocalypse, the industrial take complex, really, really needs people to yell at each other so they make a big deal about it when somebody yells at somebody else. And here's Brad Marchand to be like, yeah, that's what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake and the coach got mad at me. That's what's supposed to happen. I'm not 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I can handle it. I deserved it. So I appreciated that from Brad Marchand. Happy Football Friday, Jeremy and Joe.
They are off to a bad start, by the way.
The Bruins, yes.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Can I say that? Because they have the same record as the Sabres. Don't they? 3-4-1?
Well, the Sabres were off to a bad start. Now they're on a roll.
Right. It's flipped because the Sabres started with 3 losses. The Bruins have lost their last
three.
That's
right. They're reeling. Okay. And the Sabres are wheeling and dealing.
Let's go. Just back. They are actually, if you think of it this way, the Sabres are 3-2-1 in North America this year,
yeah,
which is the only place they will play for the rest of the season.
True.
So
if they go back to Prague, I don't like their chances. Otherwise, they look like a great team.
Yeah. If the Stanley Cup Finals get moved to Prague, then I think they're in trouble. But
803-0550. If you want to chime in with us, happy to have you. So Sabres tomorrow afternoon, 1:00, black and red game.
Nice. First of the year. First of the year for that goal song, too.
Yes. Excited for that. There'll be kids in costumes. It's hockey Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Aren't you kind of already going, though, as your favorite player when you wear a jersey? Just do that?
I have a lot
of people. I remember doing that as a kid.
I mostly have jerseys without names. I will wear a jersey with a name tomorrow.
Okay.
Provided I can find it. I will wear my OG Tim Connolly number 18 goat head jersey.
Nice. That's when you know you've been around for a while. Number 18 Tim Connolly was like 2002.
The reason I'll tell you the reason I got it. So why did I get a Tim Connolly jersey? Like when I moved to Buffalo, I start going to the Sabres games, start watching the Sabres, decide to love the Sabres. Before that, I'd flirted a little bit with the Devils, watched the Devils. My family lived in New Jersey, but, you know, I never really took too hard. Anyway, I moved here from what? Syracuse. And where's Tim Connolly from? Baldwinsville.
Yeah.
So when they traded for him, it was just like, all right, this dude's a top pick, and he's from my neck of the woods. I'm going to get his jersey. And that's what I did. Tim Connolly, number 18.
Nice. And you still got it.
Still got it. It's huge. I feel like when you bought jerseys 15 years ago, they were much larger overall. This thing is gigantic.
They're clunky, too.
It's like wearing a cardboard box.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I have a Jarris Bird jersey. This is even different. Weird that football would be like this, but I have a Jarris Bird jersey. Like, the sleeves come to my elbows. Right. Like, why did I buy it? Like, was that the style back then? Just everything was bigger and looser? I think it's right that it was. Go watch Allen Iverson from back then and watch how he's wearing clothes that are too big for him while he's crossing people over. Think
you ready to guess some hot dog ingredients?
Yes.
All right, time for the dog of the day. Sabres and Red Wings tomorrow afternoon. What will be the dog of the day?
Detroit wings.
I know my answer here. I'm very excited to give you my answer. No hot dog of the day open? It's fine. Wait for it.
It's coming.
We're ready for it. It's gonna deliver. It's going to be amazing. Just watching a highlight of the Marshawn Lynch beast mode run. You should watch that once a week.
It's got to be with the sound on, though, I think, right?
Yes.
Because isn't that play like set like an earthquake off or something that got tracked because it was so loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable
play. I'm going to do it in the break. I'm going to watch the Lynch run back.
All right. To the hot dog of the day.
Hey, hot dogs. Hot dogs.
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs.
Okay. Hot dogs, yep.
You know they make those things out of, huh, Chet? You know?
Hot dogs. Get your hot dogs. Hot, hot, hot dogs.
Now, it's time for the dog of the day Jeremy and Joe.
I'm bracing myself for the answer to this question. You two have seen The Great Outdoors.
No.
Yes.
Okay. You should see The Great Outdoors. Right? He should see The Great Outdoors.
Oh, yeah. All-time good.
Dan Aykroyd.
Good film.
Right?
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd and John Candy.
Yeah.
I've seen clips.
I got the gist of it. They're outdoors. It's great.
I watched the recap on TikTok.
Right. All right. Hot dog of the day to play in Detroit. Here's my guess. Ready? We're calling it the mom's spaghetti. Hot dog with spaghetti on it. Maybe chopped up spaghetti. Mm. Some cheese.
Mm.
Mom's spaghetti. M&M tribute.
This pumpkin has to have, or this hot dog has to have pumpkin on it, right?
Pumpkin?
It's, yeah. Why not?
Because it's Halloween.
Hockey Halloween.
A pumpkin crema.
Oh, they might do a Halloween themed dog.
Pumpkin seeds
rather than
the
opponent.
Dog.
Because they do have Detroit in again this year. Remember last year, didn't they do a dog for Okposo?
Yes.
And not the opponent the night of his 1,000th game?
Yes.
Because they had the Bruins later in the season.
So you got them doing what? Like a pumpkin spiced hot dog?
Why not? Make a pumpkin spice bun.
That sounds nasty.
Pumpkin spice bun. You make pumpkin spice donuts.
Out. I think what you do if you're going fall theme is you need to incorporate some kind of like caramelized apple on there.
Ooh.
That's what you need.
Hmm.
Little caramelized apple.
I just became Vince McMahon nodding in the chair. Hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else though, because you can't just do that. You got to have something else.
Can you do a dessert dog?
Well, that's like, what I didn't know that I wanted to go down there. I was like, we'll put some cinnamon on it too, but nah, I don't think so. I think you need caramelized apple and like, I don't know. What's the next ingredient? Coleslaw?
For fall?
Not coleslaw. It's a terrible guess.
For fall, the ingredients are carrots.
Yeah,
carrots
no,
are
get,
fall.
Get your
things that are in stew. Carrots.
Oh, do a carrot.
Cloves.
You ever done a carrot dog?
No.
Just a hot dog, but it's a carrot instead. Like, you roast it on the grill. You put ketchup and mustard on it, but it's a carrot.
Are you able to just call anything you put inside a hot dog bun a dog? Because it's not a carrot dog. It's just a carrot.
No, it's a dog because it's in the bun.
So that's
and
what
it
makes
it
a dog?
Ingredients.
So if I have a cucumber,
yeah,
and then I put a cucumber in a hot dog bun, now it's a cucumber dog?
It's a cucumber dog, exactly.
I feel like that checks out. I've got no issue. Brian on a cell phone's got a hot dog idea. What's up, Brian?
Hey, it's Halloween. You guys are missing the most obvious, candy corn dog.
Candy corn. Ooh.
Oh, what about just putting candy on it?
A sweet
We're
and
savory. We're just going to put Nerds and Snickers. Listen, dump it on there, hot dog.
The sweet and savory of the dog and the finely chopped candy corn. No.
Nah, candy corn's nasty. No way. The
Do
worst
it.
Candy of all time.
Someone's tweeted in, what you do with the app, make like an apple slaw. That's what you do. Make an apple slaw and put that on top of the hot dog.
I think I'm in on that. I don't think that's terrible. And they call it the Fall is Elite Dog. Another Elite Fall Day, by the way. Might rain a little bit later. It's cold.
So we're either getting fall themed or we're getting spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Right.
My wife texted in a suggestion. Deep dish bun covered in pepperoni and cheese, like a Detroit style pizza dog.
Ooh, yeah.
Now that does sound tremendous.
Deep dish bun. Yeah, okay, right. Yes, I see. That might need to be eaten with a fork and knife, though.
True.
Which is fine. It's still going to be delicious, but. All right. Hot dogs.
We'll find out soon enough and reach out to my dog sources. See what's up.
All right.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 Time to talk about the game and who needs to just get results. Brought to you by Dan Chacha, Injury Attorneys. No worries, just results. Who needs to get results? I'll give you a name.
I got a name too.
James Cook.
All right, same name. Perfect.
You know why? Because he's got to hold off Ray Davis a little bit.
A little bit. And maybe not for the starting job, but from making it a full-blown committee.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Against a team that gives up explosive plays, which the Seahawks do, I think James Cook's got to get some results. And maybe also for one of my fantasy teams. But he's got to get some results.
Yeah. Right now, he is sitting on one run over 15 yards for this season. One. And he's had a lot more carries than Ray Davis, who has two. So, not to say, he's been doing it every time he's out there, but Davis has a couple of explosive runs. He's playing, less than half the time the Cook is. I've asked Sal this. He's nipped that in the butt a little bit, but I do wonder if Davis could just earn to a point where, hey, this is a game where we think more of a physical runner might be more beneficial because of the matchup.
Yeah.
So today, Ray Davis is going to lead the team in carries. Most days, it'll be Cook, but there might be a day or two because of who the opponent is where Davis is the guy they like more.
Well, where did Davis have his best performance? Against the Jets, right?
Yes.
When the Bills decided they want to set a physical tone.
Right, first drive, right out of the gates.
It wasn't
up the
usual.
Middle.
It was set up. I mean, now Cook was not available.
Right.
But that might be the kind of thing. Yeah, sure. Cook is your slasher, and Davis is, we're going to try and set a tone with the way that we run the ball. And maybe against Seattle, we'll see which one they like.
Remember, there were times, that was Zach Moss for them a little bit, right? And there were times where Zach Moss was the lead back in games. You might say over the course of a season, it was Singletary.
Yeah.
But there were games where, this was a Moss game, or this was more of a Singletary game. Like, that rotation started going that way. And can Davis just get even to that point? Yards over expected on the season, Davis is in the positive, and Cook is in the negative for the year. Neither are, they're both pretty close to average, but by the over expected numbers, Davis has been a bit better this year.
Quickly, Mark and Amherst before the break. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Morning.
For the hot dog, I'm thinking the deep dish would be Chicago, not Detroit. But Detroit, don't they throw the squids on the field or on the ice?
They do the squids. That's calamari kind of. All right, we got some good answers there.
They might not do deep dish, but they do the thick tray pizza.
Detroit style pizza is tremendous.
It's very good.
I like it a lot.
Calamari.
Yeah, I think it's a good
on
answer.
On a dog. Man, we should combine all these things. We should put candy on it, calamari, and apple slaw.
Detroit, the opponent. It's going to have a series of small GM vehicles on the dog. No.
Is there a player that you could do it after? The Iserman. No, there's nothing there.
The
Howe. The...
Yeah, I mean...
Shanahan.
The Mr. Hockey. I mean, they could do that.
That should not have been the third Red Wing I named.
Shanahan?
That was not...
Brendan Shanahan?
Yeah.
Who should be the third Red Wing name?
Not Brendan Shanahan.
Iserman should be first. Lidstrom?
Well, I said Howe.
Okay.
Howe, Iserman, Lidstrom. Yeah.
Lidstrom or Datsuk?
Yeah. Shanahan's a bad job. What was he there for, 2 years?
Ooh.
He did win a cup there.
I got one more suggestion for the Detroit-style dog.
Okay.
There's a very famous hockey bar in Detroit, Chelly's Chili Bar.
Okay.
Chris Chelios, Chili Dog,
yeah.
Chelly's Chili Dog.
All right.
A little shout out to Chris Chelios.
That also sounds delicious right about now. I don't know. It's 9:45 in the morning. Chili dog. I'm in.
Yeah. Chelly's Chili. 803-0550. Extendo Sports coming up. Sal Capaccio wraps it up and continues the tribute to Ricky Waters as the morning rolls along on a Football Friday on WGR. All right. So Sean McDermott's going to join Sal coming up, scheduled for 11 o'clock this morning as part of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Don't know if he'll rule players out or not. Sometimes that's happened for a Sunday game. This is where I tell you, Joe, I am expecting Terrell Bernard to not play in this game.
He is the player I might be most worried about missing time right now. On their defense, I should say. Could he be number one for that? Number one player you don't want them missing on defense. Is he not maybe the answer? Given what we've seen from Spectre and a couple other spots, he might be mine. Samuel, I would also maybe think doesn't play, but I'm not even I'm not even really worried about it.
KJ Hamler season?
Sure. Shavers, probably, right? He already got elevated. He was on the field against Houston in that last series.
One thing on Samuel, I'll just make this point. Like, maybe it gets off the ground and we're not worried about it in a month, but if it doesn't get off the ground and it fails and they get rid of him after next year, people talk so much about the sticker shock and the scare of paying a guy like $28 million. But when you do that, you usually don't pay a guy $8 million and have it do nothing.
Right.
Like the sunk cost of paying third-tier guys, the Sabres have been living that life for a couple of years. They're like, oh, they paid a bunch of guys $3 million and didn't work out. So, anyway.
$18 million on their cap next year to Samuel Knox.
Yeah, not great.
That'll be mentioned.
803-0550 for Sal, who's coming up next. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.